Anna?
Yes, Ro.
There's a problem.
What's the problem?
The meatheads are here.
I know, you can tell because there's this delicious smell in the studio.
And it's a lot of meat in your vegetarian.
Well, I swear they're going to convert me by the time we finish these segments because the smell in here is unbelievably great. And you know, that's all the seasonings they use and the way they cook everything.
Yeah.
And you're dying because you haven't had
now,
a taste yet.
Bill Begale's with us. He's the proprietor over at Polina Meat Market. And then you got Andy, the butcher. And they're sitting here and they're cutting this stuff up in front of us. And I'm like, the commercial's running. Then Judy's doing her news. Judy's finishing up her news. And I'm like, hey, stop, Judy, stretch. Because they're not able to actually get all of the stuff cut and done here.
Because they care so much about how they're cutting it and what they're doing. You're like, okay, I guess you got to appreciate that it's art. Bro.
I know, it is
art.
You
can't interrupt it.
It is art. Now, what? All right, now, I don't know, Bill, I don't care who answers this question. What is that over there? What's that?
The brisket?
Yeah, what's the brisket?
Yeah, it's a beef brisket.
Yeah.
Just a flat cut that we roast in the oven
mm-hmm.
with our homemade barbecue seasoning. We rub it first.
Yeah.
Takes about 3 hours, and it just melts in your mouth.
What might be in that seasoning? I mean, that's what I'm
smelling.
Can you
tell us?
Salt,
pepper, garlic. It's a barbecue-type seasoning.
Mm.
So there's a little brown sugar in there, salt, pepper, garlic, paprika, brown sugar.
It smells so good.
We rub it the day before. Let it sit in the fridge overnight.
Oh, so
it penetrates the meat. And then we cook it for an hour at 450.
And that's it. You put the rub on first.
You put
the rub on the night before or whatever.
And then you drop it down to 350, seal the foil around the pan, let it go for another 2.5 hours, and it comes out perfect every time. You can't make a mistake.
Boy, there you go, Ro.
Oh, wait, hold
there's
on
the
a
recipe
second.
For us.
No, yeah, wait a second. I've made mistakes.
No.
A lot of them. Some of them cooking.
They're not all meat-related.
Well, you got to listen to the recipes I've given you, and it won't fail.
Yeah. Now, what? Now, when you do this, so do you want the meat to then assume room temperature before you put it in, or can it go in this ice box cold?
In this case, it doesn't matter because you're slow cooking it.
You got to worry it will fall apart if it's too hot when you cut it. So you got to let it cool a little bit.
I thought you were saying before you put it in.
No, I'm saying before. Before you put it in. You don't want it to go to room temperature.
Yeah.
And then how long does it have to sit for?
I'd say 10 minutes at least.
I can wait 10 minutes. Yeah. I can't wait now.
And then you slice against the grain.
Yeah, that's
important. I know that.
You know that.
I know that rule. You got to slice against the grain because if you don't, then you're slicing, then it's a mess.
It's tough.
What happens? Oh, it's harder.
Stringy, tough, just is nowhere near as good as it.
Yeah, you got to against
anything.
The grain.
Any cut of meat, you always want to go against the grain.
Right.
Okay.
Because it screws it up if you go with the grain.
Right.
Yeah, that is
something to behold.
Hold on. Yeah, Anna, cover me.
All right.
I'm going in.
Here we go.
I want to ask you guys about the jerkies because everyone on Yelp is like, hands down, best jerkies available in the city. So what's so special about all your beef jerkies?
We use a tri-tip.
Use what?
We use tri-tip.
It's a piece of sirloin.
So it's a very special
usually cut. People use trimmings, thin pieces of trimmings that they use jerky with, and it's tough.
See.
When you bite it, and it's jerky. Mm-hmm. Ours is tender.
Oh, God.
So it kind of melts in your mouth. It's not a tough jerky.
like me.
You
right.
said
you're
it.
Kind
we
of a
didn't.
Sweet jerky.
Yeah. Right, hold on, I'm gonna try this right now. This is the brisket.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and it's got the prep on it and everything. And that's all, right? There's no other sauce
or
nothing on it? Okay, hold on.
Very simple.
All right, okay.
Mm-hmm. How you doing over there, Ro?
I quit. I'm leaving.
Oh, he's out of here. There he goes.
Do you have a comment about it? Are you going to say what it tastes like?
I don't think I have to.
No?
I think I can just tell you I'm leaving and I'm going to Polina Market now.
It's tender. It melts in your mouth, right?
Oh, my. It's so good.
Even if you didn't have teeth, you'd be able to eat that.
And if you want, you could put a coleslaw on it.
Mm-hmm.
Creamy coleslaw with a vinegar coleslaw, a dill coleslaw, something a little different. That's very refreshing.
That coleslaw you guys have is awesome.
Yeah.
And you'd put it on the meat itself?
Yeah.
You'd put it on the meat and sort of just, and do the... Did you bring
I think that's
we
something...
We brought it. We brought
I
it
I think
with
that's something that started in California.
What?
They started putting the coleslaw on their sandwiches. I'm not quite sure. I'd have to check it out. But that just
the vinegar and all that tastes
very
so good.
Popular, putting coleslaw on the meat sandwich.
Oh, my. So now this is good for 4th of July. You could do this on the grill, I suppose, but you'd have to treat your grill like an oven.
Yeah,
at that
correct.
Point, right? So it's like, what's the point of that? You want some open flame going.
You'd
here
have to
on the
you'd
grill.
Have to put it in a pan and add water to the pan and then seal
yeah,
that
just
off.
Just do it in your oven.
Yeah, that's, then it's no longer a really a grilling.
Right.
Leave the grill for the
piece
steaks.
Of meat.
Right. All right. Now
just
what
steaks on the grill. That's what you recommend.
Brats, steaks.
Brats.
Now okay. Let's talk about proper brat. Proper brat grilling here.
Right.
Or.
Well, first you have to learn there's two different kinds.
Of brats or grilling?
There's raw, two different categories. There's raw and there's cooked.
Okay.
Cooked meaning either boiled or smoked,
mm-hmm.
meaning they heat up just like a hot dog. Just boom,
so you just
boom,
heat
boom.
It up
so
and
fast.
You just...
The other ones are raw. Those you've got to make sure gets cooked all the way through.
So now, all right, so when you go to the case, like for example, a couple of weeks ago I was up there and I bought the veal brats, which, by the way, it's the greatest thing that ever happened. I'm sorry. I apologize. I know the veal was in a cage. I don't care. I was raised like veal. I understand the issue. That's cooked, right?
Yes.
Because it's white all the way through.
Yes. And you got to remember, sometimes with these cooked brats, you're going to have a fine grind and you're going to have a coarse grind. A veal brat is a fine grind, so it's very
soft.
Soft.
Creamy.
Right. Creamy.
Very creamy, soft.
Yeah.
Mm. It's our number one seller forever.
What is?
It should be.
No matter what we make after that, they're all good. But this one, they keep coming back for it.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
made with veal and pork.
It's
very,
the
very good.
Finest thing yeah. I have ever eaten.
So
it's amazing.
Put it on the grill. What do you recommend? Just watch it a few minutes. If it's
medium
pre-cooked.
Heat and turn it. If you can, get it to all four sides.
They're four and sides. Gotta roll to a brunt?
It. Yeah, gotta roll it exactly. And it's and that's it. It's done.
It might bust open. But that's okay.
You want it to bust open a little
bit.
Before
you
put the mustard.
Is that what you're supposed to look for? Do you look for that? Do you know it's done then?
Yeah, you bust through the casing, and you want the casing just a little browned.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you want to get a little something. If it flames up a little bit, you're going to kind of move it over to a higher flame for a couple of seconds, let it flame up, and then break. But you don't want it to burn. You don't want it to be black burned. You want it to be sort of brownish.
Sounds like
you've
cooked many of these.
I've messed up many of these over the years.
That's how you learn.
Yeah, and then the raw ones, like now your Italian sausage, right? Is going to be a raw, right?
At least 20 minutes on a grill.
Yeah,
nice and easy.
Those can be a little trickier. Those you want to maybe move to a,
indirect.
Not necessarily indirect, just a cooler part of the grill. A lot of people like to parboil those, simmer them in water first, then throw them on, and you can cook them like a hot dog. You know, get the meat cooked all the way through, and then brown them on the grill.
Yeah, because
that's a good idea.
Well, it is. It
but
is.
I think you lose a little bit of the flavor.
It's cheating, though. It's cheating.
as long as it tastes good at the end,
it
doesn't matter
how
you
better
get there.
If you can slow cook, you got to slow cook. Like you said, 20 minutes, and you got to be sure that you're not overcooking it because you use too much heat, you're going to dry it out.
Well, not only that, you're going to get it burnt on the outside and raw on the inside. Right. You don't want that to happen.
If you take the fresh pork
like
rot. And you simmer it in beer.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about a different. That's okay.
Okay.
To
now
do
wait. Anyway, what are you doing?
Fresh pork brat.
Yeah.
You fork it. You simmer it in beer. If you want to throw some onions in there, 20 minutes.
You boil the beer and then you simmer it in the
right in it.
Right after you get the beer to a boil. You turn off the heat. You simmer it in there, or you keep
simmer
the heat
it
going?
For 20 minutes. So keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. Then it's pretty
not
much
boiling,
cooked.
Simmering.
And then you put it on the grill and brown it. Now you have a beer brat with onions. You could use the onions. That's in the beer, put it right on there.
Oh. Okay.
Rose ready for the weekend.
Joe,
the
oh
grill.
My God. Joe, you're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, when you cook the brisket at 450, do you cook that uncovered or covered?
No, you cook it. You cook it at 400, uncovered for an hour.
Uncovered for an hour.
And then you cook it at 350, covered for 2.5 hours.
You pull it out, you get the tinfoil real tight around it, and then you put it back in for 2 hours.
You got to always make sure there's some water at the bottom of the pan, moisture at the bottom of the pan.
Right, because you're going to steam it up through there, right?
Pretty much so, yeah.
And then it's at 350. Okay. So you're only dropping by 50. You're not dropping, it's not, we're not like slow cooking it.
Right.
Yeah,
because
you're going to be done in 3 hours. I'm going to tell you something right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now, Joe, you got to go to Polina Market. You got to go get this. I don't know what the hell kind of meat this is. I don't know where. I don't know what cow decided to do this for us. But I'm going to tell you that is the most amazing brisket I have ever had.
Mm-hmm. It's the flat brisket. We trim the cap off and trim the meat, and you got the fat on the one side, and that cooks and drips through the meat.
Oh.
It's called a flat brisket.
Oh, damn.
And when people come in the store, I mean, I know you come in and give us cooking tips, but from what I understand, when you go in, the experience in the store is like that, too. If people say, hey, I like that, how do I cook it?
Yes.
You tell them.
Yes.
Or you give them some ideas or some pointers.
Right. We tell them how much they need, what seasoning to use, how long to cook it. I mean, and they love that.
Because I love that.
Especially first-time cooks. You know, they're having their mother-in-law over. They love it.
We've had many of people come in that's never cooked a certain cut of meat and ask us, how do I cook that? We've told them. They've come back a week or two later saying, oh, that was fantastic.
And it is good because the whole experience of being in there is a it's like a community when you're in there. It's like everybody's pulling in the same direction.
A carnivore's paradise.
Yes, it's like going to carnivore church. Yeah, and these guys are the high priests.
It's a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. So yeah, most of the time. Hey, what now? You said because there's fat. You want the fat side up, then, right?
Correct.
So when you put this in the pan to cook it, you got to remember fat side up
day one. Yep.
That's how I live my life. All right, could you hold on 1 second? And we'll be right back. Polina, the meatheads are here from Polina Market, and we'll continue with them. And your phone calls, 312-981-7200. But first, Violetta Biomedics got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. Back on the air.
Yes, we are. We have to interrupt our eating for a moment.
Polina Meat Market is here. The
meatheads.
The meatheads. 3501 North Lincoln Avenue, by the way. I have to swallow. I was just having a goat brat. That's not goat. It's actually a brat made out of goat.
And our shirts. And we got our shirts on.
You got, and you do. Andy goat the brats. Butcher's here. Bill Begale, proprietor. And I got, now the goat has become a very popular thing in Chicago. Always has been. But goat meat has got that sort of bitterness to it that really, I think, works great with a sausage, in an encasement, right? It's kind of fun that way.
Yeah. Well, we do it with, it's goat and pork mixed together, our sausages. And we put in salt, pepper, garlic powder, and marjoram. That's what we season them with.
Oh. You make all your brats. I know you had a jalapeno one once that you brought in here as well. You've got all these different flavors.
Firecracker.
Is that the one you tried?
You got to remember, we get in whole cattle or whatever, in this case, a whole goat. And we trim it down, bone it out, and we take that meat and mix it up and put it into sausages. I mean, it's as fresh can be. Mm-hmm. We do the real deal. It's not like we're buying any of this meat already processed.
No.
We process it.
That's the key. That's why this is. And when you walk in and you smell the smell in the store, you smell the spices and you smell the smoke and you smell all this. It's like, I've said this before. I'll say it again. Say it every time you're here. I like to just go in, walk around, and go right out the turnstile again. And
just get a smell.
Look past the cases and you look past the butchers and you look past their wrapping station, you'll see the windows that show the cutting room. And you'll see the tracks on the ceiling where we roll the animals in, and
animals. We get happy animals.
That's important.
We do nothing but happy animals. If it's not happy, we tell them to turn around and
get
out.
Next time we do this, let's not sell it this way, guys. Let's just sell it on the app. Forget about all of that. Let's just think about what we're eating right now because it's so damn good. Also, for the 4th of July, now, again, we got to always remind people. We've been getting a lot of calls about this brisket. If you sell it pre-cooked.
Yeah. Usually every Saturday, we cook it and sell it pretty much.
Every Saturday, regardless.
Every Saturday. Sometimes we skip one, but for this we'll definitely have it this Saturday.
Yeah.
Tina also asked, do you flip the brisket? You talked about the...
No.
No, okay.
Let it cook the whole way that way.
Right.
You don't not have to put it on a rack, lay it right in the pan.
Even better not to put it on a rack,
because
it will dry out.
The juices stay in there, right? Yeah.
And then you use the juices afterwards, you pour
Absolutely.
It on there?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Save the juices.
I want to come out and do a cooking demonstration with you guys.
Wouldn't
it would be
great?
So much fun because I got this whole thing. And when I cook with their product, I'm a genius.
I know, right?
When I cook with their product.
Good.
Right. I cook with everybody.
True, when you start with the right stuff.
Exactly. I do other stuff and they're like, what? You know, it's like Christmas vacation. like with the turkey. You know, it's like if I cook it with anything other than Polina, it's a mess. So, all right, well, guys, all right. So, again, for this weekend, let's go through the hours this weekend. When you open?
Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, mm-hmm. we're there 9 to 2. Normally, we're closed.
Yeah.
Because we're closed on Monday, we're open mm-hmm. 9 Sunday. To 2 on Sunday.
I bet you'll be busy on Sunday. Yeah. Everybody's going to go shopping.
It's going to be insane. It's always insane in there.
And we've got this new brat for 4th of July. Well, we served it already, but the firecracker. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's 4th of July.
As hot and spicy as it sounds?
Fireworks.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Jalapenos in it, jalapeno cheddar, mm-hmm. bacon, spices.
What could go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
Explosion.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's the whole thing. You fellas are just, I'm telling you, it's like going to church and everybody's so pleasant in there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, once you're waiting your turn, your number gets called and you go. And while you're waiting for your number to get called, you can go and you know, through the aisles, which are, you know, and you can see it's all right there. You can see where you are. The aisles are filled with all kinds of things. You're like, the whole store is impulse buying. Everything in there is an impulse, right? Because
it all smells and looks great.
Yes.
So you're like, I need this and I need this. And you do all the prepackaged things. You got the coleslaws, the amazing potato salad.
They got they got chocolates. They even got chocolates in a
chocolates.
You know,
We've had like candy there.
European candy. And it's like, oh, got to do this. All right. Planet Market is at 3501 North Lincoln Avenue, 773-248-6272. PolinaMarket.com. Do not miss this weekend. I'm going to tell you, it's going to change your whole life for your barbecue. Just try it once. And see what happens.